We work with women and girls from all perspectives, and violence against women is one of the things that we really are concerned about.
You work with women and girls around the world?
Around the world, yes.
Today there was a special event trying to push for the end of violence against women. You work with these women and girls. What are some of the challenges you see in trying to end these crimes?
Well, there are many things, but one challenge is that a lot of violence are really accepted as normal in our society. In some societies, if a man hits his wife, it's considered normal, or the woman may even accept it as normal. In some cases, women are raped and society doesn't frown against it, and so many other things that are just everyday things in our society. And I think that's where we really need to put a lot of focus.
So do you think that educating people that this is wrong might help, or do you think that they know that it's wrong, those who perpetrate these crimes, and they just do it?
Some may know, but some people really don't know. For example, some women, male in their family or other male hit them, may think this is a normal thing for a man to do, is disciplining the woman. Some men may think it's the normal thing for them to do because it's demonstration of their authority in their community or in their families. And we really need to educate people, both men and women, to know that these things are wrong. You can't just mete out violence against somebody and things that may not even be perceived as violence, even the way in which you speak to someone, you may not actually hit the person, but is a violent approach to the treatment of that person. And education really is the key to all of this. All society must understand what violence is and different levels of violence, and they must be educated as to how to end some of these things.
May I ask how long you've been working with women and girls?
I have been working with women and girls through Sarabjit Miss International for about 20 years.
Have you seen an improvement? Can you say that really we've gone a long way in the 20 years?
It is difficult to say that there's an improvement. In some places, it may have improved. In some places, it may not have improved. But I think there's more awareness of the situation now because it's being brought out into the open. And organizations are beginning to speak out. And some of the women themselves are beginning to speak out. And I think with the media and global communication, when something happens in one place, it is communicated to many other places so people realize what's happening. As in the case of the girls that were abducted in Nigeria and the girl that was raped in India and things like that. In the past, we wouldn't have known about these things. But now they're right in the forefront of our minds.
When countries come together and vote on resolutions like the resolutions that have been adopted by the UN, do you think that makes your work a little bit easier?
Well, it gives us things to work with. That gives us tools to work with. Because as community organizations, we can now approach representatives of government and say this is what has been agreed upon and ask them to move in that direction, at least to try and move their communities in the direction of accepting these things. So it does help us, yes.